So I just I told you that, you know, it may be appearing to be suffering now, but ultimately it will lead us to some beautiful place and with Sri Krishna. So, you know, our Varsha Bhanavi, it's so much trouble externally speaking, so much of insolvable situation is there. She can't walk, she can't talk, she can't do anything. She's always suffering herself also. Looking at her, we suffer so much. So one day, Shyamarani Mataji, who's our dear god sister, Giriraj Prabhu's wife, she got a dream that we are all in Golok Vrindavan, and here comes Varsha Bhanavi in Golok Vrindavan, running like a beautiful gopi, you know, and comes and embraces her mother, who is Brajeshwari in Golok Vrindavan, in whatever different body. And the baby, the soul of the baby, whatever, in the form of original form and Swarupa, embraces the mother. And Shyamarani also is there in the dream. And then Shyamarani is saying, "Oh, for all this, you did all that drama down there, for all these things, huh? That means all that you did, all this, all those things, so much so that you can get all of us to go back to Golok Vrindavan." So it sounds like a dream. It is a dream, but it is a fact also. Ultimately, that will happen one day. We are sure one day, by the mercy of the Guru and the Vaishnavas, we will be with Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. And all that is happening over here is the ultimate plan to lead us over there. So she may be appearing to be a source of suffering externally for us, but it is not so. She is the source of paving the path back to Godhead for us, actually. And going back to Godhead is never easy, can never be easy. So this is one of the ways she's paving the path way back to Godhead. So all the souls who are here now suffering will meet us there in a blissful form. And then we'll know, oh, this was the purpose behind all those things happened down, so that we can be in bliss in Golok Vrindavan with Krishna. Where?
Day before yesterday, when I came to
Huh.
Jeshwari Mataji and took association, but little time I took Prasadam and I was there. And I was just thinking, you know, that this child is a special soul because she's only drawing, the only thing that's connecting with her is affection. Nothing else. The she relates only to that.
Only love.
She can't speak or anything, okay?
And
But
what she relates is only spirituality. Another thing is extremely important to know, note in her person, is that you give her food with salt, with sugar, without sugar, with spice, without spice. It doesn't make any difference to her. She has never cried or rebelled or angered herself just because something is wrong in the food. Or what you wear, what you don't wear, you know, is absolutely no difference. But spirituality, she'll respond immediately. Everything else, she is neutral. She has nothing to do with it. Spirituality is deeply connected to that and responsive to that. So very externally, she is a very miserable physical child. I mean, physically miserable child. But internally, she is a divine soul, of which there is no doubt. No doubt about it. Simply here to prepare us and prepare herself by going back to Godhead. That's all. So, and actually, she's a very blissful child, actually speaking. You see, when she is free from pain, she's only smiling. It's a sweet, beautiful smile she gives. When she has physical pain, she's a child, she suffers. But originally, in herself, when there is an apparently normal condition, she's only blissful. And she's so responsive that time. So, you know, I have seen her in earlier days that she's crying with something. And I come and I say, "Ram, Varsha Bhanavi," she will smile in between the cry and again continue her crying. That means now, of course, she's suffering a lot physically, but in those days I realize, I've seen many times, she's crying miserably and I come from outside and I call her. In between, she will smile for 3 seconds and again start crying. Who can do that? So there's one sadhu called Tulsi Baba in Barsana. And whenever he meets me, he asks me, "So how is Paramahansa Baba?" So for a while I have to who's Paramahansa Baba? Then he will say, your daughter. He say that you may look at her or consider her as a deficient personality, physically or suffering person, or you know, like that. But I see her only as Paramahansa Baba. She has taken that form, taken that shape, taken that situation purposely to be totally disconnected from the material world and to be only connected with Krishna and to prepare herself. So she is, you may feel she is suffering, but she is deep in her bhajan, constantly immersed in her bhajan. That I perceive it that way. So he has nothing to do, he doesn't know anything. But he tells me this every time. How is your Paramahansa Baba? So it's also a reminder for us. If we think, oh, she is this, sometimes suppose we feel too much distressed about it, again we are reminded, oh, it's not so. It is not so. It is something else. That only by the mercy of Vaishnavas we come to know it is something else. It is not like this. Hari Bol.
I don't know whether you say very great advanced souls usually hide.
Like Jad Bharat. They always hide. They don't want to exhibit. Of course, there are preachers and there are bhajanandis, but there are many people who may preach also, but they will not show who they are. They don't need to show. It's between them and Krishna, actually. So, externally, there may be a great disaster or suffering that may come to our life, but internally, it's a loving reciprocation of Sri Krishna with you. Only we have to have that sense of understanding that it is actually the loving reciprocation of Krishna with you.
And even just to have that understanding is mercy.
Exactly. And the vehicle for that is gratitude. If you have gratitude, you know, voluntarily cultivated within you, then that very suffering becomes your intimate connection with Krishna and that experience to you. Gratitude is the vessel through which that experience will come. The most miserable experience will be experienced by you as the most loving, intimate interaction with you and Krishna. The vessel is gratitude. It's only by association, by keeping on speaking about it. Keeping on, it may be difficult sometimes to, it may anger you sometimes if I say, just be grateful for what is there. You say, how can I be grateful? You know what's going on here. How do you be grateful in this condition? It's suffering. I just cannot be dishonest with myself. But still, that may be also a fact. It is a fact that I am suffering. There's no doubt about it. It's a fact. I have to be touching with ground reality. But at the same time, you have to keep speaking about it. Still, we have to be grateful. I don't understand. But still, I still know that there is a plan of Krishna behind it. So someone who is at that time apparently in a better consciousness should help you to come out of that suffering. And when that person goes in apparently suffering situation, you need to help him, Prabhu, be grateful. So we help each other by association and giving strength to be grateful. And when we are grateful, in that vessel, all the mercy flows. However disqualified we, you and me may be, but if we learn to be grateful, then all that mercy that you need comes to you. All the anarthas that may be there are wiped off gradually. Gratitude is the quality which is totally entirely depend upon you. See, you may not be able to sing, you may not be able to dance beautifully. That may be a different art somebody has, you may not have. But ability to become grateful is you. You only have it. It's your prerogative. You can decide to be grateful or decide not to be grateful. But once you decide to be grateful, great mercy flows through us. It attracts the mercy of Radha and Krishna. And all that you need to be having in spiritual life, you start having it immediately. Once you are grateful. And as soon as you become grateful, you also get strength to bear with what you are going through. That is the biggest thing. It's a solution to your problem. The strength that you need to go through your suffering is available in the vessel of gratitude. That is the greatness of Krishna consciousness. So misery remains there only, situations remain as they are, but you don't get involved in it, you are above it. That is the vessel of gratitude. So that one should strive to cultivate, struggle to cultivate, work hard to cultivate, but cultivate. And that will take us out of any suffering in life, once we are grateful. जय श्री राधे।